Let's read some more from the Holy Word of God. Americans and America and the world needs the Word of God. Ecclesiastes 9, 11 through 13. I returned and saw under the sun that the race, not talking about the marathon that we're at, is not the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill. But time and chance happen to them all. For man also knoweth not his time, as the fishes that are taken in an evil net, and as the birds that are caught in the snare, so are the sons of men snared in an evil time, when it falleth suddenly upon them. This wisdom have I seen also under the sun, and it seemed great unto me. What Solomon is saying is you don't know what day or hour your life is going to be taken from you. If you're living worldly, you're going to lose your soul as you're living after the pattern of the world. You have to repent and come out of the world, come out of your flesh, realize that you are just a finite human being. You're a vapor, you're dust, as am I. And a infinite God sent Christ in the world to redeem people who will repent and serve him in holiness. But Americans walk around with metal crosses, t-shirts with Jesus on it, bumper stickers, tattoos, claiming that they know this glorious Savior. You don't know Jesus by a bumper sticker, by a tattoo, by a metal cross, by a Sunday church attendance. You know Christ by the gospel, his death, burial, and resurrection, repentance to him, the new life that he gives you, cleanses your past, washes it away, makes all things new, and then you walk in holiness and obedience to seek the kingdom of God. And as you walk in holiness and obedience, you know that you have to endure in the faith. That's the gospel by which you find eternal life. And Solomon is saying that people are foolish because they're like the fish, don't know when the net's going to take them away. James says you're just a vapor here today, gone tomorrow. Consider your fate, Americans. That's why we come and stand in the broad road to destruction. Everybody's here thinking of food, beer, music, racing, all this stuff, marathon racing. We come and stand in the broad road to destruction. Why? Are we making money from this? No. We don't take a penny from anyone. Are we popular? No, we're not popular. Are we trying to sell books and fill up a building? Nope. We don't have a building. We don't sell books. Why are we doing this? Because God commanded we go, lift up the gospel, glorify Christ, warn our neighbor that wrath is coming for you. And unless you turn and realize that you're just a vapor, you're just dust, you're just powder, and you heed and you forsake your sin, heed the word of God, forsake your sin, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and then you can know the goodness of God. But you're not going to find the goodness of God living like the world. You're only going to find the wrath of God. Repent, American neighbors. Flee the wrath of God that's coming.
You know, I'm a Christian, but you turned me off.
What? Really, ma'am? That's because you love the things of the world. The message of God turns you off? Really? You're going in to listen to worldly music. It proves that you love the things of the world. So this older lady walks by and said, I'm a Christian, but you turn me off. And here she goes into worldly music offering where there's worldly, fleshly music and a whole bunch of debauchery, but yet the message turns her off.
You're judging people.
Sir, I'm supposed to judge those that name the name of Christ? That lady was just naming the name of Christ and living worldly. I am to judge and see what is right. And I am to warn you that you're on the path to destruction unless you repent. You need to turn and repent or you're going to lose your soul, sir. We have this all over America. American Christians saying it's okay to live in sin and worldliness and carnality and still claim Savior Jesus. I won't stand for it. I'm calling it out. I called out that lady. I just called out that man. Christ is not sin. Christ is not error and darkness. Christ is not lies. He is truth, goodness, and righteousness. And if you live like the world, you don't know Christ. You're deceiving yourself. The American church system has sold you a false Jesus that cannot save anyone. Turn and repent, American neighbors. Time is short. Tribulation is coming. Antichrist man could be alive on earth today. What will you give in exchange for your soul? Living for your flesh, for the music, for the beer, for the food, for your pride, for your vanity, for your false racing and marathons. What will you give for your soul, American neighbor? You can be transformed. He'll change your heart and your mind. But you must repent and turn to this glorious Savior.